Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program. Pop goes pop-up. Physical musical sales go seasonal and temporary. Part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss trends in retail music sales is Paul Lee. Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Glad you could join me today, Paul.
Pleasure to be here.
Paul, Deloitte predicts that 2011 revenues for digitally distributed music will finally exceed physical music sales in at least one major music market, most likely the U.S. What accounts for that trend?
Yeah, what's accounting for this crossover point? And it's a crossover point which has been anticipated, I think, for the last 5 years. It isn't about digital music sales really taking off, but rather it's been driven more by a sharp decline in CD sales. And just to explain what we mean by digital, what we're referring to there is downloads of individual tracks and then also subscriptions, advertising from streamed music and ringtones. So we're including every single form of digital music service or digitally distributed music service that is around. And we've talked about the United States as one market where that inflection point is likely to take place, and where we're also expecting that to take place in terms of other major markets is probably the UK for 2011 or possibly even 2012.
But how do you see physical musical sales changing in the coming year?
Well, what seems to be happening is the nature by which we purchase music is changing quite significantly. And those changes have appeared to accelerate over the last year and are expected to continue accelerating over the course of this year. And obviously, the most significant trend that we're seeing is a contraction in the size of the CD market. So that means not just less CDs being sold, but less places where CDs are being sold. So the availability of points of presence where you can buy CDs from is likely to reduce. And you know, that's been a trend which has been happening over the last few years, but we expect for 2011 possibly for that trend to accelerate. And so you'll see existing music retailers, so the traditional music shop, start to specialize and diversify. But you know, just to explain the scale of what diversification means, you know, if we look at, say, the US sales of vinyl records, so the traditional record, you know, these have been growing very, very quickly over the last few years, but they're still just 3 million units. Out of a total market of 300 million consumers and 374 million albums sold. So it's very small. So going niche isn't really a replacement for declines in overall CD sales.
So what can music retailers do to try and encourage sales of CDs?
Well, if there's going to be less shelf space available for selling CDs, and we're already seeing a contraction in the selling period of CDs into the last quarter of each year. So in some markets, half of all CDs sold are sold in the fourth quarter. Then one approach is to introduce what are called pop-up stores, which are stores which exist, as the name suggests, only temporarily and are designed physically only to exist temporarily and to tap into surges in demand. And we've seen that being used quite a bit within the fashion sector, but we expect that also to become more popular for music given the seasonality of sales. And that could be across traditional music retailers, but also even in supermarkets where maybe that music is only at sale at Christmas. And also we could see pop-up stores being created to cope with, for example, temporary interest in a particular artist. So if a major artist was coming to town, then you could see some shopping malls hosting temporary stores just to tap into that surge in interest in that artist. And at concert venues themselves, then certainly you could see some temporary stores, pop-up stores being created to latch onto the fact that there are lots of fans there. And the pop-up stores may not just be about trying to sell as many items as possible, but also trying to increase the unit revenues. So offering curated limited edition products as opposed to low-priced discounted products. So you could see the vibe of the pop-up store, a change in the approach to music retailing.
So are there other goods that may follow the same seasonal pop-up trend?
Yeah, certainly, you know, when you're looking at pop-ups, pop-ups aren't just about trying to stem a reduction in sales, but they can also be about increasing sales of certain products. So where we've already seen pop-ups doing very well is in the area of fashion, where pop-ups will just exist sometimes for a few hours to sell limited editions of some goods. But you can also see pop-ups being used in the same way as music. And so, for example, whether you have media which are particularly popular during gift-giving seasons, such as DVD box sets or books, then you can, or even electronics, then you can see stores just being created for a temporary basis just to address that particular surge in demand for those kinds of products. So in some respects, you can see lots of different aspects of retail looking at the pop-up.
So next holiday season, it looks like we might be buying our CDs and other gifts, too, at pop-up malls and outlets. So that could be quite a change. Paul, thanks so much for your time today.
A pleasure.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.